from Learfield on the Blue Raider Network. Live from Sam's Sports Grill at Stones River Mall. Welcome to Rick and Sal Live, presented by the Ascend Federal Credit Union, the exclusive credit union for Blue Raider athletics. Also brought to you in part by State Farm agent Deb Insel, Lewis Bakeries, Bakers of Bunny, Sunbeam, and Healthy Life Breads. Sam's Sports Grill, home of Rick Insel Live, and the official post-game destination for Middle Tennessee fans. And by St. Thomas Rutherford Hospital, providing health care close to home. Welcome to Rick Insel Live. Email questions to radio at goblueraiders.com. Now, here is your host, the voice of the Lady Raiders, Dick Palmer.
Thank you and welcome in. This is Rick Insel Live coming to you from Sam's Sports Grill on a Monday night. Brought to you by the Ascend Federal Credit Union, our sponsor who's been with us now for several years. We'll be talking Lady Raider basketball for the next hour with the head coach of the Raiders, Rick Insel. And we will also be online.
I don't think I'm on, Dick.
We will be on Facebook Live.
Now.
Got me now? Hey,
yeah.
It's pretty spiffy tonight, Coach.
Well, I've had a good friend pass away.
I'm sorry.
After the show, I'm going to the funeral home.
You've had a tough day, haven't you?
Starting at the dentist office. But yeah. What a crowd tonight. Biggest crowd of the year.
Great crowd, yep. And glad to have all of them here. We are on Facebook Live, by the way, as well as our Blue Raider Network radio stations. And, you know, one thing about Facebook, Coach, we've both got radio faces, so we'll just have to fake it, I guess.
You need to talk for yourself.
Oh,
Dick.
Okay. All right.
You know, I think I look pretty good.
We will have our headlines now brought to you by the Murfreesboro Post, and you can pick up a copy of the Post every Monday, or you can log in to MurfreesboroPost.com anytime. You can also get it delivered to your door now.
We do that where we're at.
Yeah, I do too. Yeah. I've got it coming in. I think mine comes on Thursday. Well, Saturday is Senior Day, and it's the Lady Raiders' final game of the regular season. Old Dominion will be the opponent. 3 o'clock tip-off. Three seniors will play their final regular season games. Gabby Lyon, Rebecca Reuter, and Abby Sissom. They have combined to play 171 games in their Lady Raider careers. And we'll talk a little bit more about them later in the show. Alex Johnson, our junior post player, continues to move up the career scoring ladder. Got 21 against Charlotte and moved into the top 20 with 1,293 points. That's 19th on the all-time list. And, Coach, as they say, she ain't done yet.
No, we still got a long way to go this year. We still got a couple of young ladies that very well could finish up in the 1,000-point club. And let's hope that happens.
The Lady Raiders enter the final week of the season in position for first-round bye.
One of them you're going to talk to tonight.
Abby Sissom will be our guest tonight, as that'll be about halfway through the show. The Raiders still have a shot at a bye in the first round of the tournament following a 54-53 win against Charlotte yesterday. And that was, we'll talk about that game later. That was a tough one, came out on top. The top four seeds will get first-round byes, will not play until Thursday, and those are your headlines. Brought to you by our friends at the Murfreesboro Post. Yep. Abby Sissom, one of our three seniors, will be our guest with Tony Stennett. We'll have that interview for you about halfway through the show. And I know we'll have some other things to say about Abby.
Well, she's a winner. That's what she is. She plays hard, gives you everything she's got, doesn't shoot the ball enough, has to guard the toughest man on the other team, has to initiate the offense. Been playing hard all year.
Well, we're proud to have her on. I remember talking to her when she was a sophomore, I think, maybe a freshman. On the
had
to
drag every word out of her, didn't you?
Yeah, that's right. She'll talk now.
Oh yeah, yeah, she talks a lot. She has. There's some interesting conversation that we have on that sideline over there. Everybody thinks I get the last word. I don't always get the last word.
I never knew that.
Yeah, I can be assured I don't at times.
Well, Coach, we had a tough week last week travel-wise. Lost a close ball game Thursday in Birmingham, one that I'm sure you would agree that we could have won the game.
We didn't show up early. I don't know if I'm up, Dick. Am I up?
You're good.
We didn't show up early. We started off shooting 2 of 13. All of those were – that's just from the post. That's not from the perimeter.
Right.
And then, you know, Alex ended up going 8 for 10 the second half from the post. So if we go 8 from 10 early, you know, we probably dictate the tempo for that game. And they've got a good team. They got a very good team. But we got a good team too, but we've got to get started. The last two games, we hadn't shot the ball well early, and we've got to figure out what's wrong with that and try to correct it. But if we can put together four quarters of scoring, we can score in the 70s. And the way we're playing defense, you know, that we're going to be a tough out for somebody.
All right, we'll take a break, and we'll be talking more about both of those road games coming up in our next segment. Right now, we'll tell you, you're listening to Rick Entzel Live on the Blue Raider Network from Learfield.
I want a credit card that makes me feel good about using it, not guilty.
I want a credit card that is simple to understand.
That's why we designed the Ascend Visa Platinum Rewards Card with a low fixed rate, no balance transfer fee, and 1% cash back on qualified purchases.
I want a credit card with cash back so I save every time I spend.
Ascend Federal Credit Union. Banking without the bank. Learn more at ascendfcu.org. 1% foreign transaction fee applies. Federally insured by the NCUA.
Put Lee Company on your team and you'll always be ahead of the game with home maintenance, improvements, and repair. Sign up for a Lee Company home maintenance plan to have your heating and air conditioning system tuned up twice a year. In addition, you'll receive a comprehensive electrical and plumbing home inspection, plus member-only discounts and priority service, all for as low as $8.25 a month. For the very best electrical, heating, air conditioning, and plumbing services, call Lee Company at 615-867-1000 or visit leecompany.com. The MTSU National Alumni Association is a proud sponsor of Blue Raider Athletics. Are you one of the 120,000 living alumni worldwide? Are you connected to the MTSU National Alumni Association? If not, you're missing out on what's happening around campus and in your area. Visit mtalumni.com to update your email address and learn about all the exciting events and programs offered this year just for our valued alumni. And we always love to see our alumni back on campus. You can follow us on Facebook and Twitter.
Great care starts with being able to see your whole picture. And the best way to do that is to do what you're doing right now. No, not driving a car or browsing your newsfeed. It's listening. St. Thomas Medical Partners care teams, a part of Ascension, listen so we can see your whole picture. That's what helps us understand all aspects of you and your life. And with convenient locations, online scheduling, express and virtual care, you're never far from the care you need. Find a doctor who's right for you at stthomasdoctors.com.
Seniors, looking for a new lease on life? The Crossings at Victory Station is the area's newest premier senior living community, opening in early 2018. Conveniently located on the west side of Murfreesboro, our community combines maintenance-free living with the modern conveniences that seniors want when looking for independent living, assisted living, and memory care. Call 615-624-4035 to get your new lease on life or visit our website, thecrossingsatvictorystation.com.
Why are people coming from over 40 different states to buy from Wilson County Hyundai?
Because Wilson County offers the most competitive prices in the whole country.
And what's the secret behind Wilson County Hyundai's success?
Better cars, better service, because you deserve better.
Get the Wilson County Hyundai Advantage with America's best 100,000-mile warranty.
100,000 miles? Get the Wilson County Hyundai Advantage in Lebanon.
Welcome back to Rick Entzel Live, coming to you from Sam's Sports Grill here in Stones River Mall. Boy, what a great host Sam's has been for us the last few years.
They have, Dick, really.
And a wonderful place to come in here and watch a ball game.
Well,
and
when our football team's on the road, I come in here all the time
and
watch it, you know. And I have watched our men's team. I think I can't maybe one game this year, maybe two games that I've watched them in here.
A couple of big women's games on tonight. UConn is playing South Florida, and I think they're a top 20 team.
They'll win by 40,
and
50.
West Virginia is at Baylor, and Baylor, of course, is ranked in the top five.
I'd say Baylor win that game.
The Tennessee Education Lottery, one of our sponsors, they are proud to have raised more than $4 billion to support education programs in Tennessee. To learn more about programs funded by the lottery, visit seehowitaddsup.com. And speaking of a lottery, we don't exactly have a lottery here, but we have a drawing, and we're going to draw for a nice piece of luggage, which you folks who have been contributing questions to the show most all of the season, and we put those cards in a hopper, and oh, the box that Tony has is going to be given away on Kermit Davis Live in the second portion of our basketball show. So stick around for that. But anyway, Caleb from the office is going to reach in there and pick one out, and we'll see what happens here, Coach. You know, I always thought Tony would make a good game show host.
Ron Cooper.
Ron Cooper is the winner. And Ron, if you'll check with Tony before he leaves, he will make sure to get your
bag.
Get your prize too. It's a
carrying bag. Rolling bag.
Yeah. And in fact, if you have to go to a basketball tournament sometime, it'd come in real handy, wouldn't it?
I figured Tony would give that bag to himself. You know, that's the way he usually operates, you know.
Well, let's talk a little bit about Thursday night. We'll get the we'll get that game out of the way, and then we'll talk about a little better outcome. But UAB playing them at home, and you've had a lot of games in that building down there. And
that's the first game I think we've lost there since my first year. There's your buddy. We lost to UAB on a last second shot, and we pretty much have won every game since then until the other day. That's the first. And then we played in the tournament there a couple of times, maybe three times. Yep. And we hadn't lost any games in the tournament there. So, you know, we feel pretty comfortable down there. We just didn't get a good start, Dick. We can't shoot like we did in the first quarter. I think, what did we shoot, five? No, right here, two of 15.
Two of 15.
And then one of five from three. And you just can't do that. Now, the second quarter went 5 of 11. Third quarter, 4 of 10. Fourth quarter, 9 of 21. All of those are good, but you can't go 2 for 15 and win a game against a conference contender.
Yeah, and playing on their home court, and it's just tough. Now, UAB, give them credit. They have been at the top of the heap along with Western just about the whole season. We caught them real early at our place, and, boy, they
– Well, you look at their schedule. They didn't have to play Western twice. I don't think they had to play Charlotte twice. I don't know if they played La Tech twice or not. So the way the schedule format was set up, that's some of your toughest teams, Charlotte.
Right.
I don't know that they had to play Rice twice. So, you know, that's in our situation, we played Rice, we played Charlotte twice, Western twice, La Tech once. So, you know, the teams at the top of the heap, I'd say that we probably had to play more of the contenders than anybody there. Played, like I said, Western twice, Rice once, Charlotte twice, UAB twice.
And so, with an asterisk, without two starting players for the most part.
Well, we don't worry about
UAB.
That. Our other players stepped up, have done a good job this year. We were good enough to win those games.
UAB has had their team pretty well intact the whole season. I noticed when I was doing the stats, their starters have started just about every game.
Well, one of the things I've always said about a long season, I don't care if it's high school or college, you're just one injury away, a turned ankle away, a concussion away. You got to be good, but you've also got to be lucky, and you got to stay healthy. And if you're fortunate enough to be able to do that, then you got a shot. And in our case, we were not healthy. You know, we were without A.J. most of the year. Abby went down 4 or 5 games with a concussion. Kyla, we lost Kyla, and that was as big a loss as A.J. because she was a slasher. She was the depth at the perimeter. And then Kara, we lost Kara. And I don't know how much Kara would have played this year, but just losing her presence in practice. And we were able to use her a little bit at San Antonio. And if you look now, I was telling our coaches this morning, the trip to Texas, San Antonio, and UTEP was a big, big weekend. The trip to Florida, FIU and FAU, was a big, big weekend. If you look now, You seeing teams that are getting knocked off?
Yep.
San Antonio beat Rice yesterday.
Right.
FAU and FIU have knocked some teams off. FIU knocked off Rice. So La Tech got beat by FAU and FIU. So that was those two weekends were big, big weekends for our basketball program.
Not very many teams have gone to Texas for two games and gone to Florida for two games and swept everything, have they?
No.
Not
in our league. No, they hadn't.
So, well, stat-wise from the UAB game, A.J. coming back, still leading our team with 17 points, and Jess Laurel had 11. And one thing about it, Coach, we cut our turnovers down somewhat. I know you'd like to have less than 15.
I'd like to hit about 12 a night.
Yeah.
We hit about 12 a night with ODU and in the tournament. We're going to be in every game. We're going to have a chance to win the tournament. You know, I don't – Western has got a good team. UAB's got a good – Charlotte's got a good team. La Tech's got a good team. Rice has got a good team. You just come right on down. Everybody's got a – they're pretty good. I mean, even your 12th-place team, it looks like it might be FIU or FAU. Well, we were in 2 3-point-point games with them.
Right.
So I would say there's nobody in that tournament's got a lock.
And – there'll be two teams that don't make it, and even those two teams.
I'd hate to say right now, one of them's going to be Marshall. Marshall can't get in the tournament.
Yeah.
Now, I have no idea who the next team's going to be. That could be, I was looking at the stats, that could be UTEP. It could be San Antonio. It possibly could be Old Dominion.
FIU. Yeah.
I don't think Old Dominion. I'd say FIU, UTEP, San Antonio. I don't know. It could be Old Dominion. I don't think so, though. I think they've got hot lately and won a few games.
Well, the bottom line is UAB won the ball game 65-58 as the Raiders got off to a slow start. We're gonna
to go back to Old Dominion. They've got two big games this week. They need to win one or two of those games. That puts them in the tournament. And the way they've been playing, they can beat anybody. They have won some big games already. So they're not coming into Middle Tennessee to finish the season off on our senior night. They're coming into Middle Tennessee playing to get into the tournament.
Right.
And they're going into Charlotte playing to get into the tournament. That's the two games they got left.
All right, we'll take a break. We'll come back and go into that wild game we had in Charlotte yesterday a little more in detail with the coaches. You listen to Rick Ensel Live on the Blue Raider Network from Learfield.
Tennessee Orthopedic Alliance takes great pride in treating Middle Tennessee State University athletes, experts in bones, joints, and muscles, and with more than 50 specialists in 17 locations. TOA has a playbook to get you back in the game. To request an appointment, visit us at TOA.com or give us a call at 855-NEED-TOA, Tennessee Orthopedic Alliance, or TOA, the official team doctors for Blue Raider Athletics.
Director's Cup honors the nation's best overall collegiate athletic program in each division, men's and women's sports. The prestigious award continues its reign as the crowning achievement in college athletics, noting the remarkable efforts of student athletes and their institutions. To follow your favorite team, like us on Facebook, find us at USA Today online and on Twitter at ldirectorscup.com. Over two decades of excellence, the Learfield Director's Cup.
K2 Agriculture and Turf is your Middle Tennessee farm equipment dealer and service center. As one of Tennessee's best Mahindra tractor dealers and with one of the largest inventories in Tennessee, they can provide you with the right size and type of equipment to fit your needs. So whether you are a full-time farmer, lawn care professional, weekend warrior, or you just need something to cut the grass around Mama's house, they have two convenient locations, one in Lebanon at 3828 Murfreesboro Road and one in Murfreesboro, or visit them online at k2agpro.com.
Marco's Pizza. Why is their pizza so good? It's the ingredients. Fresh dough made each and every day in their stores. Sauce made from vine-ripened tomatoes. A special blend of three fresh shredded cheeses and hearty, robust meats. Pizza. Fresh baked subs, wings, salads, cheesy bread, and center squares. Two locations in Murfreesboro and a brand new location in Smyrna, where you can bring your family to dine in. Order for pickup or delivery. By phone or online at marcos.com. Marco's Pizza. Pizza just got better.
What do you think of when you hear community, integrity, commitment, tradition, and partners? The folks at Sodexo know it's family, friends, neighbors, and coworkers. The people we live with, work with, share our world with, and the fans we love to serve. Sodexo is community. It's a community of more than 200 employees and nonprofit volunteers and the thousands of fans we serve at MTSU. Sodexo is a community of people who are committed to enhancing your game day experience. Sodexo, proud server of your game day concession needs and proud to serve the Blue Raiders.
Health is having the strength and passion to make your life more meaningful. At Murfreesboro Medical Clinic, we want to equip you with great health so nothing limits your dreams. 20 specialties, over 70 physicians, but one focused purpose: your health. Convenient, caring, and here for you. Your health is our mission. Murfreesboro Medical Clinic, mmclinic.com.
And welcome back in to Rick Ensel Live, coming to you from Sam's Sports Grill right here in Stones River Mall. Blue Raider fans, get ahead of the game with the best home services team in town for your heating, air conditioning, plumbing, electrical, and home improvement needs. Lee Company is the team to call. 867-1000 is their number. And another one of our fine sponsors we mentioned earlier, Coach, is the Ascend Federal Credit Union.
They are.
Natalie Hughes is on the line with us, as she is every week. And Natalie, good to have you with us again tonight. How are you?
I'm doing well, Dick. It's been a great day for me.
Hey, Natalie.
Great day. Hey, Coach.
Well, good.
How are you?
Doing great. Doing great.
So what has made your day so good, Natalie?
Well, we have had a lot of interest in the MTSU debit card. And so I wanted to let everybody know that we've worked hard to develop a great design that captures the true blue spirit. And we are having a lot of people interested in the new MTSU debit card. And just wanting to let people know that they can stop by any Ascend Federal Credit Union facility and request one. And
okay,
we have actually 5 branches right here in Rutherford County. And, of course, the closest one to the MTSU campus is at 2316 East Main Street.
Right there, Rutherford Boulevard. I have a question now.
Okay.
I have an Ascend debit card. Can I take my card in and swap it for an MTSU True Blue card?
Absolutely.
Yes, you can, Dick. Yes, you can.
I answered that for you.
All right. I just wanted to let folks know that if they already have a debit card, they can go get the get the True Blue card from Ascend. All right, your scholarship program, deadline is rapidly approaching, isn't it?
Yes, it is, and that was one thing, I'm glad you mentioned it, that I wanted to talk about. The yearly scholarship program, it ends Thursday. So we want to encourage people that are interested in getting, or at least attempting to get, one of our 12 $1,000 scholarships to go to ascendfcu.org, fill out the application, and get all the information.
Okay, Natalie. Hey, it's been
Natalie, thank you this year. We really, really appreciate Ascend support. We really appreciate you.
This is our final show of the season. We, again, and echoing what Coach said, we do appreciate you being with us every week.
Well, we're glad to do it. Thank you, gentlemen. Have a good evening.
Thank you, Natalie. Too. That's Natalie Hughes from the Ascend Federal Credit Union, who has sponsored our show here for the last 2 or 3 years, or maybe longer. Coach, that game in Charlotte yesterday wore me out, and I know it probably worked on you and the rest of the coaches, but the girls had to be the tiredest of all because that was a grinder.
Well, I've been really proud of our team all year. I know sometimes you may not think that, but we fought and battled every night. Our kids go out there and we defend. We don't shoot the ball as well as I like, and neither do we shoot the ball as well as they like. But I really never felt like yesterday that we would lose the game. We went down 3 times in the last minute and a half,
And we had three different people, really four different people, make plays for us. Let's go back to the end of the first half. Let's give Katie Collier some credit.
I was going to bring that up.
Katie was alert enough to know that the shot clock went off. And everybody froze, but Katie, she played through it. They fouled her. It was a third foul on Ravitos. And she stepped to the line, hit two free throws of the second to go. And we win by one. So you go back to the first end of the first half. Anna made some great plays. Ab made some great plays. Jess got a double-double.
Right.
Alex Johnson was just a horse. Becca and Gabby just battled their bigs all day long. Charity came in, did a good job. Good job defending. Got a hand on one rebound. Took a couple of good shots, both of them, a three and a two. Could have easily went in. Was not scared. Was productive. I was really pleased with everybody that played. The players on the bench were very much in the game. All day long, they were in the game, and they were pulling for their teammates. And what we call, they're planting corn, and that's what they're going to get, because when they get a chance to get out there, and they're going to, all of them, they're going to do good.
Well, Alex Johnson had a great game. She missed. I know she was upset with herself for missing those free throws late in the game, but our defense stepped up on that last possession.
You had two possessions that we were one up.
Right.
And we go down, and Alex gets a block.
Yep. Steals the ball.
Well, she blocks it, and the ball goes loose. She rips it away from her, and that's when they fouled her.
Right.
Well, the next possession they go down, Raventos pushes the ball down the left side and was looking for the big kid to come through, and Alex walled up on her. And when she did, she missed a step.
Mm-hmm.
And when she missed a step, the ball went by her. And that, you can give Alex credit for that. But, we just got to cut down on our turnovers a little bit. We had, 16 yesterday? What do we have?
13, so.
We had 13 turnovers,
yep.
So we get those down a couple more. Some of those are like, Abby had one, she just threw it right to her. Jess had a couple. I see Abby had three, Jess had three, AJ had two, Gabby had two, Anna had two. So, you take those two out, one off of Abby and one off of Jess, that puts you at 11 turnovers. You got a chance to win a ball game.
And once again,
we didn't shoot free throws well.
No.
14 of 20, that's not like us.
Yeah. Had a bad first quarter shooting for the second straight game.
You look, that's right.
Came back, though.
But you look at the stats. We shot it 57 times. They shot it 47. We shot 29 threes. They shot seven.
Right.
They shot 24 free throws. We shot 20. We had 38 rebounds. We had 13 points off of their turnovers. We had 11 second chance points. They beat us in fast break points. I mean, they pushed the ball. They got a point guard that can break you down. And as soon as she's very intelligent. Very basketball savvy. If she catches your back turn, she takes it and attacks. And I felt like we had about three or four breakdowns like that yesterday that's not like us. So we can go back and improve that. We can improve our free throw shooting, take care of the basketball a little more, don't have a first quarter like we had the last two games.
Right.
We're sitting right about where we need to be, Dick.
Yeah, we're talking in the airport yesterday. I think Middle Tennessee coming into this tournament may be the team that nobody wants to play.
I think more than anything because of the tradition that we've got. I wouldn't want to play Middle Tennessee. They might consider this a down year, but I don't think I think everybody knows that we're getting back close to being healthy.
Got that.
And so that's kind of what they're looking at right now. Now we just got to shoot the ball a little better from the perimeter.
Okay, speaking of that, we're going to have a pretty good perimeter shooter coming up here in our next segment. Tony will be talking with senior Abby Sissom. That'll be coming up on Rick Hensel Live right after this timeout on the Blue Raider Network from Learfield.
Did you realize that over 85% of Americans own a cell phone, but only 40% own an individual life insurance policy? That leaves way too many families who'll be unprotected if they suddenly lose a parent. That's why we'd also like to point out that 100% of State Farm agents offer life insurance. So if you're at the place where procrastination just met motivation, use that cell phone of yours and call me, State Farm agent Deb Insel, at 931-684-5274.
This is Frieda Morgan with First National Bank of Murfreesboro. When you do your banking at First National Bank of Murfreesboro, we take pride in knowing you, knowing your name, and we strive to provide you with the greatest customer service experience. We know your name. We offer you a cup of hot coffee and a warm cookie. First National Bank of Murfreesboro, 2230 Mercury Boulevard. At First National Bank of Murfreesboro, we know our customer. Member FDIC.
Any way you slice it, your game day won't be complete without soft, delicious bunny bread and bunny buns, an official corporate partner of Blue Raider Athletics. Whether you're watching with friends, cheering in the stands, or tuning in at home, count on Bunny to help block your hunger and give you energy. So pick up some bunny buns and bunny bread today. It's sure to be a slam dunk.
That's what I said.
When you order your groceries online with ClickList from Kroger, you can do your shopping anytime, anywhere, like the gym, the office, or your favorite comfy couch. And whether you place your order on your phone, tablet, or computer, it's still your neighborhood Kroger. So you'll find all the fresh choices, low prices, and great deals you love. And you'll save time, too. Try ClickList from Kroger with same-day pickup. Check it out at Kroger.com. Fresh food, low prices, at Kroger.
It's tough being a plumbing pipe in winter.
You sound funny. Catch a cold?
Cold? I'm almost frozen. I'll burst and then no more indoor plumbing.
Better call Roscoe Brown Plumbing. They fix frozen pipes quickly.
Oh, thank goodness, because this could get ugly.
Well, call Roscoe Brown Plumbing. They'll do it right the first time.
Oh, I'm freezing. ICOP, she's about to blow!
Find us at RoscoeBrown.com.
Roscoe Brown. RoscoeBrown.com.
You're focused on the trail ahead, getting stronger with every bead of sweat that drips from your brow. You worked hard, and now it's time to celebrate. Crack open a Steel Barrel beer and ease into twilight as you share stories around the fire. Steel Barrel is the everyday honest beer with a refreshing, straightforward flavor, brewed in Middle Tennessee for people who work hard and play harder. So go ahead and let them sleep. At the top, we celebrate with Steel Barrel, crushable beer for the steel life. Learn more at steelbarrel.net.
Welcome back into Rick Insel Live here at Sam's Sports Grill in Murfreesboro, Tennessee. Time now for the player guest segment of the show. And tonight is final guest of the season is senior Abby Sissom, the daughter of Galen and Suzette, and from nearby Woodbury, Tennessee in Cannon County High School. So clearly a fan favorite. Abby, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thanks for having me. I'm glad to be here.
Well, first of all, as we've done with all of our guests, and I know you've got a ton of people probably out there watching across the world and right here locally, so any shout-outs you'd like to give to some of your fans tonight?
Yes, I actually made a list, so I don't leave anybody out. I got my granny and Paul and my granny Faye, also my Aunt Missy and Steven, and Emily and Philip, my little buddy Grayson, my little nephew, and Denise also, I saw you watching. So thank y'all guys for listening to me tonight.
All right, Abby, and you know, speaking of all those people and you took time to find a way to recognize somebody you saw watching tonight, but one thing that stands out about your career is you've worked the most community service minutes of any Lady Raider in the last 4 years. You have a 3.7 grade point average and a member of the all academic team and all conference USA academic medals all 4 years, and also happen to be one of the best all around players in Conference USA. So how do you do it all? How have you balanced all of that and been able to stay at the top of all of those categories throughout your 4 year career?
You know, it's definitely tough being a student athlete. You know, we get people asking us all the time, like, how do you find time to study? And we miss so much class, and it just takes a lot of determination and I'm trying to go on to grad school, and I know my grades have been important, so just keeping that at the top of my priority list. And with the community service, I just feel like that's so important. This community gives so much support and love to us, and I just think it's so important to give back, and especially to the little kids out there. They look at us, and, you know, it's just almost like surreal when a little girl comes up to you after the game asking for your autograph, and you're just like, she thinks I'm a celebrity or something, and, you know. It just really means a lot to us to have that kind of support. So for me, it's easy for me to just do things like that. You know, that's I love to do things like that, especially with the kids. It's just something that I feel like this community deserves from us.
Well, Abby, when you signed with Middle Tennessee out of Cannon County High School, now Woodbury's just about 20 minutes actually from campus. So, you know, there was a lot of talk about you had a pretty good following there throughout a brilliant high school career in which you scored almost 3,000 points, number two on the all-time scoring list there at Cannon County, only behind the great Julie Powell, who went on to Vanderbilt. The only two players in the history of your school to play Division I basketball on a scholarship. So quite an achievement there as well. But when you look back at what actually happened, you know, joking about more season tickets being sold, you actually impacted greatly season ticket sales at Middle Tennessee. Over 130 of those the minute you had signed with Middle Tennessee, and it's evident by two or three sections that are always full of Cannon County people when our team play. What has that meant to you, as well as getting to play in front of your parents and hometown fans?
Just, I mean, a big draw for to MTSU for me was I was going to have all these people supporting me, and I knew, especially my family, just that they would be there for me. So that was a main draw already for me. But just, I didn't even know that about the season tickets until this year, actually. But that is just amazing to me that I have that much. I'm so blessed to have that kind of support and all those people following me. And it's made all the difference in my career here. You know, it just, playing Division I basketball, that's all of our dreams since we were little, and that has just made it just so much more fun for me to have all of the support that I've had, and it really is awesome. We were actually joking today. They asked me who was walking out with me at senior night, and it was me and Kim and Richard, and we were just joking, and Kim pointed up there at the little Woodbury section, as we call it, and he said, that whole section up there will be walking out with me, but it's just been awesome to have all of them there with me through all of this.
Well, and, you know, what they've been able to see, Abby, is one of the, you know, all-time great performances in by a Lady Raider guard. At this point, with games still to go, you're top 10 in career three-point field goals. You're sixth all-time in three-point field goal percentage. Over close to 900 career points, and have played in over 120 career games with 80 starts. So certainly you've made an impact. Has the experience been about everything you would have expected and wanted to this point?
Yes, it's definitely been a tough 4 years, you know, just mentally and physically both. I've had to grow up a lot since I've been here, but I mean, it's just prepared me so much for life and what's to come. And there's been some hard times, but overall, you know, it's just been awesome just playing for Coach and, you know, me and him butt heads sometimes. But, you know, I know he's always looking out for me and wants the best for me. And so, yeah, it's been a really awesome experience.
You know, well, Coach talks all the time about if anything, he just wishes you would shoot the ball even more. And kind of being an unselfish player, you know, I think is part of you and getting the ball to other people. As I look at it, close to 900 career points, 890 to be exact, closing in on 300 career assists, 291 of those. So, Abby, if you, you know, multiply the 291 assists by two, that's 582. So you're close to 1,500 points responsible for in your career. But I would imagine what means the most to you. You lead the conference in minutes played. You're 14th nationally in minutes played, which I think speaks to accountability, playing hurt, being there for your team. Is that kind of you and what, you know, kind of what matters through all of this?
You know, definitely. I think so. Yeah, I've had to play a lot of minutes the past 2 years especially. And I have been hurt this year with my back and stuff. But, I mean, I would give anything for those girls out there, and I know that they need me out there, and so, you know, I'm doing it for them, and I'll rest when the season's over, and I can get my back healed when the season's over, but Right now, I'm just focused on giving everything I have for them.
All right, and looks like you got a note there. Did you leave somebody out
yes,
in your shout-outs?
I did not know my Aunt Pam was watching. Thank you. I love all you guys. Thank you all.
So, of course, got them all over the place. And, you know, Abby, I'm sure I speak for the fans, and not only you, but all three of these seniors who will be honored Saturday during Senior Day at right after the game at 3 o'clock. So hope for a big crowd. But certainly been a pleasure, you know, watching all of you, and best of luck.
Thank you. Thanks so much, Tony.
All right. That's our guest tonight, Senior Guard Abby Sissom. And when we come back, more Rick Insel Live from Sam's Sports Grill here in Murfreesboro.
MTSU only trusts optometrists under the name VisionWorks, doctors of optometry with all the vision care for all of our student athletes. Locally owned and operated since 1992, Dr. Mark Lynn has always been committed to providing an excellent shopping experience and high quality products with the best value and selection in the industry. Visit your local VisionWorks today to invest in your active lifestyle. VisionWorks, the official vision care partner of Middle Tennessee Athletics.
I want a credit card that makes me feel good about using it, not guilty.
I want a credit card that is simple to understand.
That's why we designed the Ascend Visa Platinum Rewards Card with a low fixed rate, no balance transfer fee, and 1% cash back on qualified purchases.
I want a credit card with cash back so I save every time I spend.
Ascend Federal Credit Union. Banking without the bank. Learn more at ascendfcu.org. 1% foreign transaction fee applies. Federally insured by the NCUA.
Why are people coming from over 40 different states to buy from Wilson County Hyundai?
Because Wilson County offers the most competitive prices in the whole country.
And what's the secret behind Wilson County Hyundai's success?
Better cars, better service, because you deserve better.
Get the Wilson County Hyundai Advantage with America's best 100,000-mile warranty.
100,000 miles? Get the Wilson County Hyundai Advantage in Lebanon.
You're focused on the trail ahead, getting stronger with every bead of sweat that drips from your brow. You worked hard, and now it's time to celebrate. Crack open a Steel Barrel beer and ease into twilight as you share stories around the fire. Steel Barrel is the everyday honest beer with a refreshing, straightforward flavor, brewed in Middle Tennessee for people who work hard and play harder. So go ahead and let them sleep. At the top, we celebrate with Steel Barrel, crushable beer for the steel life. Learn more at steelbarrel.net.
Put Lee Company on your team and you'll always be ahead of the game with home maintenance, improvements, and repair. Sign up for a Lee Company home maintenance plan to have your heating and air conditioning system tuned up twice a year. In addition, you'll receive a comprehensive electrical and plumbing home inspection, plus member-only discounts and priority service, all for as low as $8.25 a month. For the very best electrical, heating, air conditioning, and plumbing services, call Lee Company at 615-867-1000 or visit leecompany.com.
Once you try Green, everything you need is at your fingertips. On trygreenequipment.com, you can do most anything right from your smartphone. Shop John Deere equipment, get product details, schedule service, view parts specials, and best of all, you can request a quote quickly and easily. Plus, be sure to check out our surprisingly low monthly payments on John Deere compact and utility tractors going on right now. You'll save time, money, and more. And how smart is that? Visit trygreenequipment.com today.
Welcome back in to Rick Insel Live, coming to you on a Monday night. This is our final show of the season. We're glad that everybody has showed up every Monday night. Several of you have been here every Monday night without fail, and we appreciate all of our fans for coming out and supporting us and supporting the Lady Raiders. And one final commercial note, with more than 60 stores and restaurants, Stone River Mall is Murfreesboro's shopping destination. Shop your favorite looks at Binks, Finish Line, and Hibbett Sports, then enjoy a great meal right here at Sam's Sports Grill. Follow Stones River Mall on Instagram and Facebook for event and sale information. Tony did a nice job, and Abby Sissom certainly is a delightful young lady.
We're going to miss her. Going to miss all three of those seniors. You know, it's going to be different next year. Last 4 years, I've kind of depended on the three of them, Gabby, Abby, and Beck. To every time we got in a bind, at any position, I could move them around to cover that. If it was defense on the perimeter, or if it was inside. Becca's played the three, the two, the four, the five. Gabby's played the four, five, and three. Abby's played the one, two, three. She hasn't played the four or the five. But, you know, anytime we've got in a bind, those three have stepped up and never grumbled. And if you want to know the truth about it, it's probably cost a couple of them from being in a 1,000-point club because of me having to move them around, give them different roles to play.
Right. Coach, you know, I come to practice a lot and watch you. And those of you who have followed Coach Unsell know he is a great basketball teacher, but he also teaches some great life lessons to his kids. And I've picked up a few phrases of yours, Coach, that I call Unsellisms.
Huh.
I'm going to tell you what they are, and then I want you to tell the audience what they mean. And one of my favorites is you tell them that success is built on inconvenience.
Well, if success was built on convenience, everybody would be champion. If only the ones that work through the summer, through the spring, get in the gym, work on their weaknesses, make their weaknesses their strengths. The ones that inconvenience themselves the most are the ones that's going to be the most successful.
You mentioned this on our last segment when you said she was sowing corn. You tell them all the time, you reap what you sow.
That's right. You know, if you sit on the bench and you've got a sour face and you're hoping that the one that you're checking in for is going to make a mistake so that you can get in there quicker, guess what's going to happen? When you go in, you're not going to play well. But if you're over there pulling for that teammate, when you go in, you're going to be rewarded. Everybody we got somewhere down the line, from Abby all the way to Jadonna, they're going to be able to make a play that's going to help us win a championship before this year's over with.
If I've heard this once, I've heard it a dozen times, don't listen to the voices.
Well, the voices are high school coaches, travel team coaches, sometimes mamas and sometimes daddies, uncles, friends. You know, you got to get invested in your teammates. You got to get invested in your coaching staff. You know, we're not going into a game to lose. Anybody that knows me knows that I've never played in a game I thought I was going to lose, to be honest with you. And we're going to play the players that get involved in what's going on in practice. And they got to impress me, or they got to sell me and our coaching staff that they're ready to play that next game. And that's why you see so many different changes through the years. Some people say, well, he's trying to find the right combination. In some cases, that might be true, but in 98% of the time, those guys that we've started or we've got in off the bench first has had great practices.
You tell them sometimes, don't worry about your enemies. It's your friends you have to be careful
well,
about.
Well, you got – sometimes you get led down. You think your friends are something you close. Your friends want to see you get ahead sometimes until you start getting ahead of them. And then they start trying to drag you back. And, you know, you've got to set your own compass for your own destiny, your own legacy. And you can't allow someone to the side or someone to the right or the left to do that. It's got to be you. That's with your studies. That's with your basketball skills. That's just with life. And, you know, I think that's probably about an important thing that you can get involved with.
Here's some basketball terms, and Alex Johnson mentioned this one on the postgame show yesterday. She said, Coach always tells us, don't FedEx the ball in there.
Well, what I tell them is we're not going to FedEx it to you. Great players take poor passes and make them great passes. Average players take great passes and they're great passes. But great players, you know, in practice, you don't need to get on a teammate if they make a poor pass to you. You need to get excited. Because those are the type of passes that you're going to get in a game like yesterday. AJ got a couple of those yesterday, and she went up and ripped through them and scored. And, you know, that's as a coach, that's what you enjoy seeing.
All right. I don't know if you said this about one of your players or one of the opponents. You said she can't jump out of a shoebox.
Well, we got a lot of them on our team. You know, we haven't got a lot of lateral quickness. We haven't got a lot of vertical. We're not real fast. We don't pass the ball as well as I'd like. We don't shoot it as well as I like. But I tell you what we got. We got some winners, and they'll battle. And I'll take them anytime over a prima donna sitting out there shooting the ball are thinking everything revolves around them. What I've got is I've got some blue-collar, hard-working young ladies that wear that MT with pride, that I'm proud to be their coach.
And on that line, somebody you mentioned, a prima donna, might be somebody Cadillacing down the floor. I've heard that.
Well,
term
we did
before.
That yesterday late. I got a little bit upset with AJ and Gabby. We had just scored, and they had a point guard that was pushing the ball, and she's got a lot of basketball savvy, and she caught them with their backs turned, and she went on to the basket. And if we'd have been there showing numbers, she wouldn't have come in there. But we were Cadillacing down the floor. They'll probably tell you about that sometime this week. Or you'll hear it in practice.
You told a player one time in practice, don't throw up a prayer. If we need a prayer, we'll go to Father.
Yeah. Well, put it against the glass. When you get inside, don't hope you're going to make it. Go in there and lay it against the glass. Shoot with some confidence. You know, you're not going to get taken out shooting a basketball. You get taken out for not playing good defense. You get taken out for not running the floor. But you're not going to get taken out for shooting the ball. Shoot the basketball if you got a shot. And you saw that yesterday. We shot 3 or 4 air balls yesterday.
Yeah.
And, you know, they never even looked over there. We come right back down. Anna Jones shot. She just got through shooting an air ball and knocked down a 26-footer out there.
I've enjoyed this segment. We'll take a break, and we'll be back to wrap it up with Coach Rick Ensel on the Blue Raider Network from Learfield.
Strategic IT plan? Check. System upgrades? Check. Printers? Running smooth and on budget. Most companies don't know the total cost of desktop printers. With RJ Young's Managed Print Program, I know exactly how much they cost. The printer, toner, and award-winning service are one set monthly fee. And RJ Young saved us at least 30%. Next promotion? Check.
Managed Print is everything but the paper for one fixed monthly fee. Learn more at rjyoung.com.
What do you think of when you hear community, integrity, commitment, tradition, and partners? The folks at Sodexo know it's family, friends, neighbors, and coworkers. The people we live with, work with, share our world with, and the fans we love to serve. Sodexo is community. It's a community of more than 200 employees and nonprofit volunteers and the thousands of fans we serve at MTSU. Sodexo is a community of people who are committed to enhancing your game day experience. Sodexo, proud server of your game day concession needs and proud to serve the Blue Raiders.
I love my community, and as a doting dad,
Daddy's home,
a devoted son,
there you are, Joe,
and a good neighbor,
hey man,
the people in my life are used to hearing my knock at the door, but as a law enforcement officer, I have to give news that people never expect. That's the one knock I always dread.
Booze it and lose it. A message from the Tennessee Highway Safety Office.
When you play the new Multiplier Instant Games from the Tennessee Lottery, there's a chance you could win more cash than you expected. In fact, with Multiplier Games, you could turn $1,000 into $10,000, $5,000 into $250,000, or you could even turn $10,000 into a whopping $2 million. So pick up a Multiplier Instant Game today, and you could just watch the cash fall into place. Multiplier Games, new from the Tennessee Lottery. Game-changing fun. Just remember to play responsibly.
Welcome back in to Rick Ensel Live, our final segment of the season, actually, Coach, and our final game.
Nick, if you noticed, our coaches are not here tonight. They're out recruiting.
They're beating the bushes. Huh?
One's in East Tennessee, one's in Kentucky, one's in Nashville. So that just gives you an idea about our coaching staff. I don't know what I'd do without Shalon, Tom, Kim, Richard. We hired Darren. Chris Massaro allowed us to hire Darren Parks in. He's done a great job for us. We just got an excellent staff.
Well, they do a great job, and they put together tremendous scouting reports.
They do. ODU is the senior day. Very well coached. Nicky's done a great job. First of the year, from to right now, they're one of the hottest teams in the league. They've won 4 or 5 games now. They're playing this week to get into the tournament. They're well coached. They've got a young lady from Columbia, Tennessee that beat us the last time she's in here.
Oh, I remember
on
the
last
her.
Second shot.
Yep.
And she'll come in fired up. She's a good player, good family. We recruited her. But I'm telling you right now, it'll be a heck of a game.
They play at Charlotte before they come to us.
I hope Charlotte wears them out. I didn't say beat them. Just hope they wear them out.
Physically.
Yeah.
Yeah. Our game will be at 3 o'clock. We will have a Next Level Club meal before
lunch,
the game.
1 o'clock, and then we got the men's game afterwards.
So it's going to be a big weekend.
It's a great day. A great day. But we got a big night coming up Thursday night for the men.
Senior day Saturday for both teams.
Right.
So we'd like to have people come out and just spend the day with us.
Yeah.
Stay all day.
Oh, this community is a basketball community. And, hey, there's nothing. You got four quality teams coming in. The women's game and the men's game. You like basketball, bring your kids out. That's the cheapest entertainment in town.
And then after that, we'll be headed to Texas.
Leaving out on Tuesday.
And the tournament, of course, we won't know the seedings or anything until after this weekend.
We just got to take care of business and beat ODU. We do that, we're in great shape.
All right. Got a lot of people that we'd like to thank for their help this season. Chip Walters, who takes care of most of the electronic stuff for us. Tony Stennett, who does the media stuff and gets me all that material. Kayla, who is indispensable. She just does everything.
Does everything.
And, of course, Richard Lowe, who is our director of operations, he knows how to get us on Facebook.
Oh, yeah.
And we appreciate all you folks watching on Facebook and listening on our Blue Raider network.
Facebook's really got big for us. I think Tony said last week we had like 500 people that was watching our show.
So it's been a great season. We appreciate everybody joining us out here. Come to the games Thursday night. The men have a huge game with Western Kentucky.
And you can get your tickets to the tournament this week, too.
And then come out for the doubleheader on Saturday and wish the Raiders and the Lady Raiders good luck. And, of course, give them a good send-off going to the postseason tournament. Coach, any final words as we close it out?
Go Blue. That's all I got to say is go Blue.
For Coach Rick Hensel, this is Dick Palmer. Thank you so much for joining us. Kermit Davis Live coming up next on the Blue Raider Network from Learfield.
Learfield on the Blue Raider Network, live from Sam's Sports Grill at Stones River Mall. This has been Rick Insel Live, presented by the Ascend Federal Credit Union, the exclusive credit union for Blue Raider athletics. Also brought to you in part by State Farm Agent Deb Insel, Lewis Bakeries, Bakers of Bunny, Sunbeam, and Healthy Life Breads, Sam's Sports Grill, home of Rick Insel Live, and the official post-game destination for Middle Tennessee fans, and by St. Thomas Rutherford Hospital, providing health care close to home. The preceding has been a Learfield presentation on the Blue Raider Network.